somehow muster the genuine repentance necessary to be among God's people at the end of the world. Our sins must go beforehand to judgment today, right now. And this is part of the prophetic message, like it or not. Selected Messages, Book 1, page 192. I have no specific time which to speak of. Now, listen to this one closely. This might be somewhere that you might get a question mark. I'm going to try to defend that question mark that you might get. I have no specific time of which to speak when the outpouring of the Holy Spirit will take place, when the mighty angel will come down from heaven and unite with the third angel in closing up the work for this world. My message is that our only safety is being ready for the heavenly refreshing, having our lamps trimmed and burning. Christ has told us to watch, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh. Watch and pray is the charge that is given us by our Redeemer. Day by day we are to seek the enlightenment of the Spirit of God, that it may do its office work upon the soul and character. Oh, how much time has been wasted through giving attention to trifling things. Repent and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Now, some might say, well, you've been identifying when the Holy Spirit's going to be poured out. And Sister White says, I have no specific time of which to speak when it will be poured out. But she doesn't say we'll never know when it's going to be poured out. When you pull her writings together, it's pretty easy, along with the Bible, to see when the latter rain comes. It comes when the church is purified. But the message is, repent and be converted now. Now, Testimonies, Volume 1, page 198 says this, angels keep a faithful record of every man's work, and his judgment passes upon the house of God. The sentence of each is recorded by his name, and the angel is commissioned to spare not the unfaithful servants, but cut them down at the time of slaughter, and that which was committed to their trust is taken from them. Their earthly treasure is then swept away, and they have lost all, and the crowns they might have worn, had they been faithful, are put upon the heads of those saved by the faithful servants whose means was constantly in use for God. Now, did you see the scenario there? There's some faithful servants and some unfaithful servants. And as judgment passes on the house of God, this is the context she puts it in, there comes a point where the unfaithful servants close their probation on the wrong side of God. They're lost forever. And she says, the crowns they might have worn had they sent their sins beforehand into judgment, those crowns will be given to the people that are outside these two groups of unfaithful and faithful, the ones that have not at that point in time understood the issue for the hour. So here's another example of this in the spirit.